You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I want to start with
what I think might be the most fun wedding story we've had in a while.
Okay.
This comes out of England, where I want you to pay attention to this. Kieran White just got married to Tilly Christmas. And they are hyphenating. It is the White Christmas wedding.
Oh, that's puking great.
So it'll be Kieran White Christmas and Tilly White Christmas.
That's cute.
Henceforth, and their children will be going through those names as well.
Yep. It's a Hallmark movie right there.
Fantastic. The good people at Tesla have released their own brand of tequila. It's this gorgeous bottle. Maybe we should post it on our... Did you post it on our Facebook page?
I might have.
If not, we probably will.
It's a good-looking bottle.
It's a lightning-shaped bottle, and it comes in a really cool stand. It looks like artwork to me.
Yeah.
So if I got one, I probably would never drink it, because I'd want it to be on display.
Yeah.
But it's $250 for this bottle
of tequila. It's so Tesla. It's so expensive.
Pop, 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 pop. So, yeah, it's very...
It looks cool, though.
There's that. And then the last thing I have for you is this story. I was writing a piece about this earlier this morning because it made me laugh. You know how people feel like during the pandemic they've almost, like, grown into their couch?
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason for that. A study shows that the average American... That's right, Jeremy. You, me, people next door. We have spent since March, an extra 448 hours on the couch.
We are making a major indent into those cushions, aren't we?
That works out to 2 extra hours a day, every single day, for the past 8 months.
Yeah, and it's going to keep adding up the way Colorado's going. We're going to be locked in here pretty soon. So
yeah, so
hope you have a good couch.
Hopefully a good relationship with your couch.
I wonder how couch sales are right now. If they're through the roof, if you're realizing, man, we need a new couch, it's going to be hopping business right now for Jake Jabs.
What else you got that's trending?
This makes everybody happy. It's National Nachos Day today.
Yay!
Girl, please. I love me some nachos. I don't make them enough, though, at home. I don't know why.
We have them fairly often.
Do you?
And that way you can get
you
the even spread yourself.
Fancy nachos, huh?
Well, you know, my favorite nachos in town. I might as well just give somebody a plug.
Okay.
Why not?
I will.
Some of the best, I'm not going to say my favorites. I'm going to say some of the best nachos I've ever had, because they did it right with the perfect layering.
Mm-hmm.
Was the out on the, I think it's the C Concourse at DIA.
Oh.
The Silver Bullet Bar out there.
Oh, good nachos, huh?
Mm-hmm. And they do the thing where they, at least they did, it's been a year and a half since I had them, but they spread them out perfectly on the plate. Everything had the right coverage and it was just the right toppings. Yeah.
It's quite a trek, though, to go get nachos.
No.
Can I give you my recommendation? A little place called Taco Bello. give me some nachos Bel Grande in my mouth, and I'm a happy boy, man.
They come out
so messy and soggy, but they're so, so good. What else is going on? This is big news today. Starbucks is like, hey, we need more things to complain and fight about, so here's our Christmas cups. They're coming out tomorrow. I posted a picture of them on our Facebook if you want to check them out. And every year, everyone gets up in arms over these cups because they're either... too Christmassy, not Christmassy enough. They don't like the colors. I'm offended by the color green, you know, but it's happening. They're rolling them out this year. They don't look that bad. One of them actually has the word Christmas on it, though. Gasp.
How do they get away with that?
I don't know, man. So you can roll in tomorrow and get yourself a peppermint mocha. A Venti non-fat peppermint mocha with no whip, which is Jer Bear's Christmas order. And you get yourself a Christmas cup.
Don't spill that on your skirt.
There's a novelty candle company that's in the news today. The company is called Flaming Crap. The best company to work for ever,
probably. Some people
have
described our show that way.
They have a new candle. It's the scent of 2020, or they're calling it the 2020 scent. And they've layered it into four different layers. So as the candle burns, you're going to get different smells that come out of it that remind you of the year 2020.
Such as?
Banana bread is on there.
Oh, all day.
I've been pounding those loaves out at my house. Hand sanitizer is your second layer. Wood, because a lot of people are doing a bunch of DIY projects right now. And then the last layer, they're calling it budget aftershave and earthy essence, which they say should remind you of some of the characters in Tiger King. So I guess they're kind of playing on we're all sitting on the couch.
They should have stopped after
watching
three.
TV. Yeah. I'm not a fan of that last layer. They needed something with like ballots in there or the smell of the White House or something. I don't know. Anyway, $20 on the Flaming Crap website if you want to check that out. More smells. Dom was talking just the other day about a new perfume that was coming out that made you smell like books, like a paperback book. Well, Christian Louboutin, the designer behind those famous red bottom high heel shoes, just rolled out a new line of perfumes, and I guess they make you smell like high heels. What does that smell like?
Like stinky feet?
Stinky feet. I don't know. I've never huffed a pair of high heel shoes.
I guess I could go to Gretchen's closet and say, can I borrow your shoe that I, so I can sniff it?
Get in there. Send me a picture. Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Be nostrils deep in a shoe closet.
She's like, what are you doing? 3-ounce bottle, $300.
Yeah. No, I'll pass.
The new emojis are here. Apple released an update for iPhones yesterday. 117 new emojis are going to be popping up onto your phone.
Is it just me, or does it get a little... There's so many emojis now that it's hard to find anything because you're having to scroll through everything for so long.
Yes. You should be able to type, though. Like, if you want fire or flame, you just type it, and then it pops up.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know.
But sometimes you don't... You can't even think of what the name of it would be.
Right.
Like, do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Well, like various...
Like snowman, and you type snowman, you get a snowman.
You're telling me that you can identify every single emoji.
Probably.
Because I can look at a bunch of them.
Like if you say, girl, you're the bomb, a little bomb pops up and you can
put
the bomb in.
Okay, I get that one, ding dong, but I'm talking about the other
What are you
stuff.
Looking up?
Well, I don't know. Like,
appendicitis. I need an emoji for appendicitis.
Well, what's wrong with that?
What's the emoji for staphylococcus? What
like
kind of things
the
are you looking
faces.
Up?
Like, how do you describe every
smile.
Single face?
Smile, sad, laugh,
but there's 300
frown.
Of them.
You don't need to use all 300. You need four.
That's
you need,
my point.
You
just
need
made
laugh,
my point.
Happy, or smile, or
you
frown.
You just made my point.
And if you scroll through, all the faces are in one little block. You can just scan them.
I'm going to send you some
emojis.
What kind
of face are you looking for?
I'm going to send you some emojis, and I want you to write back immediately and tell me what they are.
I need a face for, like, when your face looks like when you fall on a stick.
That's right.
What do I search for that?
Some people know what I'm talking about. Some.
Nobody. Here's your Fat America. Reese's is selling peanut butter-filled chocolate nutcrackers this holiday season. What?
What is that exactly?
So I think they're taking the place of the trees. I think Reese's usually puts out the little trees, but this year they're just going to be little... peanut butter nutcrackers.
You're a peanut butter
Which was
butter
my
nutcracker.
Nickname in college.
All right.
Clickbait me.
Clickbait.
We gotta be done with this.
What's the emoji for that?
What's the emoji for tired of this trending report?
This is the best thing we've done all day. Go to our Facebook page, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Check out the link to this story. Some pictures, a video. A team in Japan has created a lifelike robot hand that actually intertwines its fingers with yours. So basically, you can feel like you're holding somebody's hand and making a connection when really it's just a robot hand.
Mm-hmm.
The story says, quote, for some people, finding a girlfriend is very difficult. So experience holding your girlfriend's hand more easily than actually finding a girlfriend. By using robot hand, the power glove.
Well, there's so many jokes.
Where's
in
the emoji for this? Yeah. All right, go to.
There's so many jokes in here about lonely men
I
and
know,
hands.
I know, and robotic hands. We gotta move on. The story is on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
What's the link to that? Where do I find that? Steve Marshall comes running in.